This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode today. I think you guys are going to love it. We talk about Valentine's Day and how to handle it, whether you're in a relationship, just hooking up, or trying to hook up with someone. How to handle the toughest love day of the year. Get involved and share it with a friend. Boom! Train Jared Freed coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs, here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every week. I say it again. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. It literally feathers my nuts every time you guys send me a Snapchat or an Instagram message or even just like a tweet about this podcast. It is amazing. It's like you took that big 12-foot feather and you gently brushed it up and down the seam of my nuts, just back and forth and to and fro. Thank you guys for listening. Keep feathering these nuts. Keep telling your friends. That's the only way we grow here. That's the only way we get to have great guests and keep having more episodes and keep a roof over Man Sam's head, is by you telling a friend or a mama, a papa, a sister, a brother, a cousin, you know, maybe just anyone. Anyone can listen to the J Train podcast. You don't understand. If you're sitting there being like, well, this is for me and my dumb friends. No, I meet a lot of you dumb idiots, and you all look very different and very, the whole Crayola box. I got a few, you know, I got even some redheads listen to this. Even those weirdos. So we got them all. And so don't be afraid to tell anybody about this podcast. I really enjoy doing it. And it feathers me to death that you guys love listening to it as much as I love putting it out there. I'm very excited about today's guest. It's too long. It's taken too long.
Tell me about it.
It's really good to have you here. Stavros Halkias.
That's right. You nailed it, buddy.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah, she did great.
I just know you as Stavi Baby.
That's right. That's right. Colloquially known.
Stavi.
What's up, dude?
I'm pumped to have you here, man. Thank you.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You are very funny.
Thanks,
I've watched you, and all of you, go follow Stav on Twitter, at Stav Comedy, S-T-A-V Comedy on Twitter. And then also, he has an Instagram account that right now...
Right, it's a sore subject right now.
It's a sore subject. What happened? Tell the listeners.
I don't know. So I had...
So explain...
Sure.
Let me just tell you guys right now. I'm on Instagram, at Jared Freed. Stavros has probably one of the funniest and most well-thought-out Instagram accounts that there is.
Appreciate it.
And
dude,
my goal today is to have everyone who listens follow your account because it is funny and it's great. And I want you to explain it, but if it, we're hoping it's up back
right
again because we're taping this on a Monday. It comes out on a Friday. It's at Stavi Baby. S-T-A-V-V-Y Baby. Two Vs. Stavi Baby. You can find him on Instagram and explain the account.
Well, so it's an erotic. It's a plus size... Plus size erotic.
I love that I'm like, it's my favorite one, and the first, it's erotic.
Yeah. It's a very nudity heavy. It's a plus size erotic. My goal with Instagram was to become the world's number one plus size erotic male model. So I'm fully nude in almost every picture.
Erotic male model.
And
they are creative. Like,
thank
it's not
you, yeah,
it's not nudity for the sake of nudity.
No.
It is like there's one on Thanksgiving where you're on the table.
I'm the turkey. Yes.
You're the turkey.
I've replaced the turkey. Yeah, yeah.
There was one where you're farming.
Yeah, and now you've
brought Mateo Lane, who's been on this podcast a lot. He's in a lot of the pictures.
We've got a nice
The point of bringing Mateo in? I wonder that.
Sure, it's there's a little something for everybody, you know, a little variety. Mateo is your traditionally good-looking, attractive,
male.
Sculpted male.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's the David, and you're the Bluto.
Yeah, yeah. I've got more of a curvaceous physique. You know?
I love it's so. This is such a funny subject for me because it's like I follow a lot of plus-size model female models.
Absolutely.
And it's funny because they've taken like when you're saying you're playing it up as a joke one.
Right.
You're calling it erotic, which is hilarious as well, but that's more honest than these women are.
Right, right, right.
Like, these women are like, oh, it's about curves and loving your body.
Right, body positivity.
Body positivity. But, like, what's funny about theirs is there's no admission to the millions of men masturbating
that it's hot. Sure. Well, I have...
Because yours is there's an admission along with the fact... But now, I saw you did an interview with someone about being a plus-size model.
That's right.
And it's hilarious because you're now wearing the badge.
I'm part of the body positivity movement. Shouts out to everybody out there doing their part. You know, all bodies are beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. Which also, that's what stings about Instagram. That's what we were talking about is that for some reason I've been banned right now.
Yes.
And I don't know exactly what the reason is. I am naked, but you can't see anything.
Yeah,
you know?
It's done. It's done. As I say, tastefully.
It's artfully done. Absolutely.
Tasteful nudes.
Tasteful nudes. Absolutely. So I don't know. I emailed them. I'm trying to get reinstated.
Yeah, because you've had a lot of positive. Heat for it.
Yeah, things have gone well. I mean, I've gotten attention. It's so funny. I've gotten more attention for my Instagram account where I'm naked, which is essentially one big dick joke. You know, I'm covering my dick with a series of things and trying to be as creative as possible with it. And also my podcast, which is called Cumtown.
Yeah, well, now the podcast, I have friends who listen to the podcast. We'll get to it.
But it's just funny that I've gotten more attention. You know, we do stand-up, and that's what you love the most, but people just want to see me naked, or they want to hear me say offensive shit with my friends.
I have a couple questions about the Instagram account. Then
sure.
I want to talk about the podcast
we'll
because
around,
I'm pumped to have you here because I do have a lot of questions for you that we could have talked about in general.
Sure, sure.
We didn't need listeners here, but I do want to ask this. You have so the Instagram account has gotten big and it has a following, and I like every single picture you put up.
Thanks,
but it's Stavvy Baby at Stavvy Baby on Instagram now. Have you gotten any chicks out of it? Like, what's been that response?
Boy, have I gotten more male attention than female
attention.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the gays have been flocking.
They're all over. My DMs are hilarious.
Really?
Oh, dude, yes.
So
a lot of
any chicks at all?
Some chicks, not...
So, but like, what's the ratio?
Oof. It's a tough race, baby.
It's a tough race.
We're looking. It is not a good one.
Really?
I mean, we're talking... The thing is,
what's the funniest one you've gotten?
The funniest one.
So you know what it's like to be a woman now.
Absolutely, dude. Okay, recently I put up one that was like a spoof of American Apparel. You know,
I saw you.
Stop American Apparel. Thank you. And and a guy messaged me and was like, "Oh, I used to work for American Apparel. I was in their advertising department. If the company hadn't just because you know they just got sold, if they weren't going down, I would have totally bought this ad from you." And I was like, "Oh my god, that's incredible!" And he's like, "He's a marketing director somewhere." So I'm talking to him, and then he's
you're
just
doing
like,
business.
I'm doing business, and then he's like, "You're very sexy, baby." And I was like, "Where are you
this
based?"
This took a turn.
I was just like, "Oh god damn, I know exactly." And this guy just wants me for my beautiful body.
For your body.
I'm just a piece of fuckable meat to him. Yeah.
You know what it's like.
I know very
because I'm sure there's women that have gotten DMs where it's like from guys being like, "Hey, I think I could use you could be the new face of JCPenney."
Absolutely. JCPenney.
And then the guy's like, and then they're like, "You really think so?" And they're like, "Yeah, if you just show me those tits."
Yeah, let me see.
And
they do the
rope-a-dope.
Absolutely, dude.
That's
well, the
so
thing is,
funny.
And then that got me thinking, like, how gay would I go for national an American Apparel ad?
That's a good question.
That'd be pretty.
That's a big time. That's $100,000 gig at
that's
least.
That's a nice chunk of change.
Yeah.
That's some nice exposure. You know,
that's a thing that takes you to the next level.
I think I'm at least beating someone off with like those big yellow dishwashing gloves. Do you know what I mean? I think that I could at least do that.
You do that. You go American yellow Apparel. Dish, not clear ones.
Not clear.
That's too much. Exactly. You might see your hand.
You see your hand.
You
exactly.
don't want to see the color of your hand. You want yellow dishwashing.
Absolutely.
So let's put it out there. If you want Stavi Baby to be represent your account, and you're a gay man.
Absolutely.
You can get a hand job with a yellow.
Sure.
Dishwashing
gloves. And I think I'd probably be pretty good at beating people off. I mean, just you'd guess from lifetime
yeah,
of beating
yourself off.
Yeah, I mean, listen,
off. We're pros.
Yeah.
You know, versus amateur hour.
Sure.
Now, explain, you have a podcast that I have friends that listen to the podcast, and it has a great name because it is so ridiculous.
Right.
It is called Come Town.
Come Town, baby.
What days? And listen, if you're a listener to this podcast, and I love Stav. You got my stamp of approval.
Thank
You're going
to
love
yeah.
that podcast. So add it to your portfolio.
Sure. Check us out.
What's the premise of Come Town?
There's no I mean, it really just is. So it's me and my buddy Nick Mullen.
Yeah. Nick is hilarious.
Nick's hilarious.
Great comic.
And another comic buddy of us. We started together in D.C., Adam Friedland. Mm-hmm. He's really funny. It's really, there's no premise. We're just pretty, you know, it's really just you're with your dumb friends and
yeah.
you're just as stupid as offensive as you are when there's
okay.
no mics. So it's the type of shit that, you know, like, you know, some so like some podcasts are great because it's just like, you know, you say shit you shouldn't say on a microphone.
Yes.
That's 100% what it is.
You're just saying, first thing, diarrhea of the mouth.
Absolutely. And just, it's pretty offensive at times. And it's things
what's
that
the most
I'm not
offensive thing you've talked about on that show?
Oh, geez. I mean,
we're okay here. You're in a safe space of monsters.
Yeah. A good amount of, I mean,
because I just like, I you know, it sounds a lot like I have DeVito, Brennan Ayer, and Greg Stone on. They're on the show all the time, and they have a podcast, The Rad Dude Cast.
Sure.
That is just not, you couldn't explain it, and there's a lot of crossover here because they've been on this show.
Right.
So, but then they come on, and then people are like, oh, okay, I have a taste.
Sure.
I get it.
Well,
I'm going to go there. What would you, like, what's the most offensive? What's the one thing that comes to mind that you're like, I can't believe we fucking talked about this?
Well, now I'm just bringing it up here. But I the first one that I was like, oh, geez, what was I doing? I just admitted recently that I, after watching the movie Road Trip when I was 11,
yeah.
I put a candle in my ass to beat off
okay.
because Stifler's character in it,
yeah.
the nurse put her fingers in his ass.
Oh, yeah, and
so
he came from
prostate.
Prostate massage.
Sure.
And it was like, but they explained it as if it was a button.
Exactly, and I was looking for it. I'm poking around. I got a communion candle in my ass, and I'm trying to shift
yeah.
it. It's not working.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be like a button, and I'm just coming
yeah.
buckets.
Oh,
it was uncomfortable. It kind of turned me off to ass play
yeah.
for a while after that.
I mean, also, a candle isn't necessarily, like, that could seriously get stuck up there.
Sure, it could snap off. I was very lucky.
Yeah, you're very
melt,
lucky.
Depending on how hot your ass is.
That's
know?
A tough 11-year-old conversation. Be like,
sure.
Mom, okay, I'm sorry I was watching a rated R movie.
Right.
Let me get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Now, there was also a half a candle in my ass.
Yeah.
I need some help.
To go to the emergency
we have to
room.
Go to the emergency room.
Or some tongs. Do you have little tongs?
Imagine your mom helping you get the candle out of your ass. How would you do that?
I think tweezers. You'd have to go tweezers.
No, but how would you look at your mom?
Oh, after
like,
that. You know, I think it would bring us closer together.
Closer together.
Yeah, I think she's my ride
yeah,
or die. Yeah.
That's it.
Shouts out.
So listen, everyone should go follow Stav on Twitter at Stav Comedy, but also especially on Instagram. We're hoping the account gets back up by the time this
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, this is a little
at
hurt.
At Stavy Baby.
This conversation did hurt. It's like talking about a girl that like just broke up with you, but
yeah.
you're sure you can get her back. I'm hoping I'm not delusional right now, you know? It's like, so.
You're exactly right.
So
yeah.
it's hurting a little bit, but I'm glad we're moving on.
Yeah,
glad,
and I've also seen tough. You on stage. Super funny. You got to get involved. He's great. Are you ready for the emails?
Let's go emails, baby.
We got great emails. You can send in anything. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Stavros Halkias. That's how you say it. We were talking about names and just.
It's always tough.
It's so fucking tough. And you don't want to fuck it up because you don't want to act like you don't respect the person.
Right.
You know? So let's go. Hype oh that lick.
Oh, no, you're just fucking up.
Oh,
words.
Hypothetical. These are for later. Let me.
Okay.
Because he wrote it in a weird way that. Oh, let's do this. Valentine's Day etiquette. We're coming up on Valentine's
okay.
Day. Let's fucking get into this.
Let's
you know.
Do it.
J Train, long fan of the pod, long time listener who has used and given your advice to friends on multiple occasions. Keep up the good work. Writing to you to ask about Valentine's Day with a girl I like that has told me she wants to wait to pursue a relationship. We go to different schools but talk daily and are from the same town. Looking to create more buzz than a like bouquet on your social media. What's your take? A like bouquet on your social media. That's funny. We talked about like giving someone likes is like giving them a little flower.
Right.
She has told me a while back she's a fan of edible arrangements, but would that be received as putting off-putting, especially since we aren't even at the talking stage yet? Thanks.
Whoa.
What do you think?
A lot of red flags right away.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking. So they're not talking. She doesn't want to pursue a relationship. They talk daily. He left out if they fuck or not. That's huge here. Because without having hooked up, you're toast, bud. I hate to say it.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is the toughest day of the year now. Like, I don't think it was as hard 20 years ago as it is now. Mm-hmm. Because right now, we're pretty open sexually.
Sure.
You know, whatever. We're all fucking.
Yep.
Dicks everywhere.
Dicks out.
We got a podcast called Cumtown. Yeah. It's out there.
Absolutely.
Okay? We got sexual freedom. Everyone's hooking up. We're not dating. I'm not official. You're official. That's official. I'm doing my thing. Too busy for relationships. Hooking up at 2 a.m. What do you do on this day? And there's levels. If you're in a relationship right now, you know you're in a fucking relationship.
Sure.
You got to... I do... Valentine's Day, experience gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Love an experience
That's
gift.
Good.
Right?
Yes.
Dinner, movies, maybe go off the radar. Do brunch. Valentine's Day brunch. Sure. I know it's on a Tuesday this year. That's tough to do. Maybe you get it out of the way on Sunday. Maybe you switch the day so you're not part of the hordes. You're not one of the sheep.
Sure.
On one of the Hallmark sheep out there. Maybe you make it your own thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you surprise the girl. But if you're going to surprise, you got to do it before. If it comes after the 14th, that just sounds like you came up with it on the fly.
Interesting. Good point.
So these are things I'm trying to help the audience with. If you're hooking up with a girl, if you have a couple hookups, maybe you use our Books code.
Yeah, we'll do that after this email.
After this email, we're going to give you a Books code.
It's not bad.
And you send it out to all three. At least it goes straight to their, at least it's straight to their house and you've done the flowers and it's like, and you don't have to walk through town with the flower like it's 1952 and you can get started.
Yeah.
You know, and you're in your schoolboy outfit with your flowers in hand. That's the worst part of getting flowers is walking around with them being like, yeah, I had to do it.
Right. Sure.
So maybe you get the fucking mailman to do your fucking dirty
mailman,
work.
Just be careful with the copy and pasting of the message on the card.
Make sure you do the right names.
No, you don't want to throw the wrong names.
If you're a guy out there pursuing a girl,
mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day is not the right day to
steer clear.
That's where I see he's at. He's in the pursuit phase.
Sure.
You want to be, you know, someone has a great joke, but it's a really good point, and I don't know who it is to give him credit, but it's like, girls want to date, you know, everything your mom tells you to do is like how you shouldn't go for a girl.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So your mom would be like, get the girl flowers.
Right.
And you'd be like, yeah, but I haven't even fucked her yet.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, I know there's someone out there, some girl being like, well, I would like flowers. Yeah, you'd like flowers, but you don't want to put your finger up the guy's ass who gives you the flowers that you haven't even fucking made out with yet.
Yeah, you don't want to look like a try hard in the opening phases, and Valentine's Day is the most try hard day of the year.
Yes.
It can go the worst and the best. If you nail Valentine's Day, you're a hero.
Yeah.
If you fuck it up, it's so much more embarrassing than a regular fuck up.
And if you're just hooking up with a girl that you don't really, or a guy, girl or guy that you're not into, you're just like, listen, I gotta get off, so this is the warm body that will get it with
me.
You gotta avoid that fucking day.
Yeah.
And the way you avoid it is driving straight through the storm. So here are the different people on Valentine's Day. There's relationship person.
Sure.
That's an experienced date. I would surprise them with the Sunday brunch. You get it out of the way and you say, I wanted to do it today to make it special as opposed to us having to go out on a Tuesday where every dinner is a fixed price meal thing.
I do think you're going to need some kind of night activity though.
On the day?
At some point, because brunch is screaming like married couple.
Okay.
You know, like,
keep it sexy is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're
Here's what
need,
you do.
You know?
Here's what you do. And yeah. I'm not telling people to do drugs, but I'm going to tell you to do drugs.
Yeah.
Here's what you do. You do Sunday hang for brunch.
Love it.
Or you do Sunday hang just like, let's do a bar day, and this is our Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Then, this is a relationship person. This is strictly for these people.
Yes.
You have the books. We're going to give you the code right after. You have them sent on the day. Okay? Then, that Tuesday night, movie and weed.
Okay. That's nice.
Weed? I don't know. I get a little horny.
You get horned up. Maybe an edible. Edible, I like that. That's a nice day hang. That's a nice experience.
But that's a nighttime.
Sure.
We're going to stay in. We're going to stay away from the hordes. We got an edible. We're going to have a glass of wine. And then we're just going to tickle each other's backs all night.
Yeah.
going on our crazy hippie fucking flight.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a guy that's fucking and not really sure what you are, send the books. It's a nice thing. You've already been inside of her.
Here's a move.
Or inside of him. Or whatever, him. You know,
yeah,
whatever.
Whoever you're inside of. Here's a move I pulled actually once when I was in a strange, like, we hadn't quite started dating. And I ended up dating her for actually a couple years.
Mm.
It was around Valentine's Day. And she had just gotten out of a relationship. She didn't want to do any, like, romantic shit. So what I did was just, I basically did, like, a general thoughtful thing.
Mm.
Like, maybe what you do for a birthday.
Yeah.
But a couple days before Valentine's Day. So it wasn't hearts. It wasn't chocolates or bouquets.
Yeah.
It was, like she had just studied abroad, right?
Yeah, in Austria,
and she missed it. So I got her some shit from Austria.
Okay.
You know? Like, so it was, like, a different experience. It was thoughtful, but it wasn't Valentine's Day specific. And I was like, what? This isn't Valentine's Day. This is, you know, whatever. Like,
you need
plausible deniability.
Yes.
If you're going to do something. And keep away from the Cupids. Keep away from the hearts.
Because girls have fucked themselves in this specific way. They'll hold the nice things you do against you for when it goes badly.
Mm.
So what they'll do is they'll be like, you'll end the relationship, and they'll be like, but you gave me the Austria gift.
Right.
And be like, yeah, that was when I still wanted to be with you. Past performance does not indicate future results.
Well, that's the problem. You end up burying yourself.
Yeah, that's why this day is a tightrope walk.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. You don't really want it, because I did set too high a precedent of thoughtfulness that I couldn't live up to.
You can't live
that.
Up to.
No.
So if you're the guy that's just fucking, maybe the books thing, maybe you don't, but you have to, were you having sex at that point?
Yeah, yes. We had hooked up.
We hooked up. Yeah, so there was a... But I'm saying, if you have a girl out there that you're like, you know, you should acknowledge the day.
But
if you're just hooking up...
I don't know, man. I don't know if you even go bouquet if you don't think there's a future in it and you're just like... That's a weird
If you see
signal,
a future coming, you send
do
it.
Do something light.
Do something light.
Yes.
What about those, like, children's Valentine's cards? Can we get a pack of those?
That's funny.
Write it out.
Yeah,
you know, that's cute. That's
a like
good move.
Funny. It's, you're acknowledging it, but it's
that's
not
a
like
good
we're
move.
Getting married.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. That's cute.
I think going funny with someone you're kind of messing with, messing around with, is the way to go.
And show that's some thoughtfulness, but not.
But don't make it too important.
So it's like
on the day that's what I'm saying. Avoiding it is the worst thing you can do.
I see what you're saying. You have to
have
some
acknowledgement. You have to acknowledge it.
Sure.
If you've been hooking up late night. Like I would send this if I've been seeing this girl late night and we don't really do it much else and it's not that serious, but it's fun. I would write happy Valentine's Day with an exclamation point. My 3 a.m.s have been great with you.
I don't know, man.
It's pretty funny, but if you can't laugh at that, because that's an acknowledgement of what you've been doing.
Sure.
Where this is going.
Yeah.
And if you can't do that, then maybe you've been lying to somebody.
Right.
Maybe you're the one that needs to pick up
the
mirror.
Maybe that's the issue, because that sounds like I'm a liar. Yeah, I think I would never pull that move because I probably have been slightly
Because you've
lying.
Already telling the girl, you're like, oh, yeah, we might go out somewhere. Maybe we'll do dinner next week. And you never do dinner next
week.
Right.
I just have such guilt. Even if the girl's down for, like, just hooking up, I always feel like, oh, no, like I'm hurting her feelings.
It's an ego thing.
But exactly. It's like, I'm so great.
Yeah,
like, this so girl, great. Like, this girl's fucking, she probably doesn't want to be seen out with me. You know what I mean? It's like, she's embarrassed. If you go for me for sex strictly, that's tough.
Yeah.
Your life's not where it needs to be if I'm dicking you down solely, if you're not getting any of the other benefits. But I always have that fucking, I don't know. I'm always tough with those hookups, man. I never handle them right.
Yeah.
I always botch them.
I just think you gotta acknowledge the day. In the relationship, don't avoid it. any avoidance of the day is just a lack of confidence. That's what I'm saying. Like if you
true. It really it's cowardice.
It's cowardice.
Yes. If you, I am a coward.
If you come out, but if you come strong at the day right. in the right way, but like this guy, what he's saying is way off.
He sounds like a fellow coward. That's the thing.
He's,
you know,
he's
it sounds
about,
like he's tap dancing, you know, tiptoeing around this. If they have, unless they hooked up. If they hooked up, who knows? But if they haven't hooked up, it's looking like he's pre-friend zoned.
Yeah. Well, also, if you go to a girl and she says, "I'm not ready for a relationship," that means she's leaving out two words. I'm not ready for a relationship right. with you.
With you, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So she just left out two words. So this guy, like, I think he's fucked. Like, I don't think it's ever okay. going to happen with this girl.
Yeah.
If he needs, the only way in is to back off and reassess and change the way he's coming at it. You can't sure. just, you can't fix this from the inside. You have to go back outside, readjust how you're doing shit, and come in with a new fucking plan.
Right.
So,
because here's what he's thinking. I'm sorry to
yeah,
cut
go
you
ahead,
off.
Go ahead.
You saying that just made a click in my mind. What he's hoping is that there's a grand romantic gesture
yes.
that completely changed, you know, so he comes no. out with a fucking hot air balloon and a tuxedo
yeah.
and she's sucking
he
his dick,
this.
You know. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, over a mountain, over the sunset,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
you know? That's not happening, dude. That's out, I think. I think you got it, like what you were saying,
yeah.
reassess.
Back out. And if you've been talking on the day, happy Valentine's Day. We should hang soon. That's really all it is.
Yeah.
It's not, you are the love of my yeah, life.
A full choir.
On the day of love. It's just cheesy.
Totally cheesy.
That's the thing. You can't come in. And here's what's going to happen. Let's do some J Train theater, okay? I'm the girl that goes to a different school that's already told him.
Which, first of all, already sounds like a lie. The girl from a different
school,
it
yeah,
seems
yeah, yeah.
like he's lying to us. You know?
Girl from a different school. Anytime someone's trying to date someone at a different school, it's just a way of averting talking to the girls at your own school.
Right, right, right.
And it's a confidence thing. And I understand that. I've been that guy.
Sure.
But I'm not saying to hate on him, but I'm saying, let's take a look in the mirror. You're looking for a different girl at another school because you can put all of, you don't have to do anything in the moment. You can put everything off that you mm-hmm. might get turned down on
sure.
instead of getting turned down by the girls on your own campus.
Right, right, right.
But you're my friend. I'm the girl that got, he sends me flowers.
Right, okay.
Okay, I'm the girl from another town. He sends me flowers, and you're my friend,
gotcha.
And we are talking on the phone.
Right, right,
okay,
right.
Okay, ready?
Sure.
You're the friend. I'm Stacy.
I'm Jenny.
Jenny.
Yeah. Who starts?
Jenny.
Yeah?
You
yes,
want?
Stace?
Hey, what's going on?
All right. Good, good. Well, how are you? Just, let's get on with it.
Yes. So Jimmy
mm-hmm.
sent... You're never gonna believe Jimmy. You know the guy. You know Jimmy.
Jimmy, is that the guy? Is that the last two guys? Was that one of the guys you fucked recently?
No. I fucked.
Is that Mark?
He goes by James.
Okay, James.
I
this isn't Mark, the guy who fingered you in
no,
the.
No, Mark fingered me in the parking lot.
Okay, so somebody else.
No. That was last week. This is Jimmy, the guy from my hometown.
Oh, Jimmy.
Yeah, he's so nice.
He's so sweet.
He's from my hometown. You know, he's like a good guy.
The best. But he's like a big teddy bear.
And he like loves me. He sent me Valentine's flowers.
Oh, that poor kid.
What am I gonna do?
I don't know.
Like, I gotta. Do I like?
Did you tell him? Did you tell him the not ready for a relationship thing?
I told him I wasn't ready, and I thought like maybe he'd like get the fuck out of here. But like,
you could blow him once.
No, but then he's so gross. But he's so nice.
I don't know.
Ugh, and I haven't shit in weeks because Mark put his finger up my ass for some reason.
Mark's
so
hot.
Plugged me up. Yeah. Oh, I love fucking Mark. I wish he sent me flowers.
Yeah, doesn't he? What? Yeah, whatever happened to him? Does he have any friends?
I don't know. I'm going to just masturbate with the ends of these flowers. Thinking about Mark. End scene.
End scene.
But this is these flowers that you're sending the girl that you don't that you're trying to get with is more a burden is the whole point of that theater episode. So that's where
yeah.
it is. That's
I think you're better off doing the cutesy thing actually, maybe a card, kid's card,
yeah,
and something, you know.
I just think acknowledging the day, hey, happy Valentine's Day, we should get together soon. That's yeah. you saying, I'm here to play.
You know what the risk sounds like here? You're right. It's like he does this now, puts her in a position where she's got to respond. It's almost like guys on Twitter that like. compliment a porn star. Like, they send us, and they're like, oh, thanks,
shouts
babe.
Shouts out to those guys.
And
that's
I it. Never understand the end game with that one.
Those guys are in the Shoot Your Shot Hall of Fame, as far as I'm concerned. It's like, technically, yes, you do miss 100% of the shots you don't take, but don't take that
don't
shot.
Don't take that shot. And we've all been tempted. Sure, don't get me wrong. I've always wanted to write, LOL, you're hilarious under a fucking big boob model. Listen, here's what we're going to do. That last email, we're going to help you out, okay? Go to Bouqs.com. That's Bouqs.com. You know them. You love them. They have the whole process online. Fresh flowers, simple, gift, convenient, happiness guaranteed, responsible, ethical flower cutting. I didn't even know it was unethical what we were doing before, but apparently you're all going to hell for how you cut your flowers. But they're going to make it sure you go to heaven for cutting them the right way. But the most important part for our listeners right now is simplicity, okay? Premium experience at an accessible price. Simple ordering, no gimmicks. Transparent pricing, no hidden fees, no endless upsells, no additional care and handling fees, no bait and switch. It's just the price and that's it, okay? And all of you have someone on and you think, oh, I'm a loser, I don't have anyone to send shit to. You got a mother and a father on Valentine's Day that can give you $100 the next time you're at home, okay? You're going to need money.
Sure.
And you need these parents to fucking get you that dough from their retirement account.
Moms light up.
So you, everyone has someone to send books
to. Absolutely.
So don't give me the excuse that you fucking, oh, no one loves me, I'm a loser. Yeah, you're a loser, but you're a loser who has parents.
And
okay, and if you're an orphan, there's a nun that used to live at your orphanage who might have an extra hundy on her that she only can give to one orphan. So it's Bouqs.com. That's Bouqs.com. Offers 20% off your order. Promo code JTRAIN. Promo code JTRAIN. Promo code JTRAIN. 20% off. Bouqs.com. Promo code JTRAIN. Here with Stav. Baby Stav. Stav. Go follow him on Instagram. Stavy Baby. Two V's. Awesome, funny comic. J-Train, I'm 26 and recently had to temporarily move back in with my parents in a new town while in between jobs. Pretty brutal. Been talking to this college girl that's home for break. Pics attached. I matched with a few days ago. I think she's around an 888, and let's just give it a fourth eight for the number of years younger than me. That's right. She's 18.
Yikes. That personality eight's looking tough.
Yeah, I don't think that's an eight personality, buddy. I don't even know what
18?
You could connect.
18, yeah.
26, like you don't even know the same Disney daytime shows.
Yeah, she's talking about the black New Orleans Disney princess.
Yeah,
like, you know, I don't even know the name of her.
Yeah,
you know? You
bring up Lizzie McGuire and she's like, who the fuck is that? You don't even know the same Disney characters. That, I think dating apps have opened up the floodgates for these younger, borderline deranged women to seek out guys that are way old. I like that he puts the craziness on her.
Absolutely.
Even though he's the one debating.
He's the lunatic.
Yeah. But hey, who's complaining? But been pretty down on my luck, so getting this nut will really help out with my confidence in the upcoming interviews. Anyways, we matched 2 days ago and we've already even started sexting, but nothing's really materializing in terms of plans. Thought I might be able to be getting catfished, so I got her to snap me some nudes for good measure. She seems a bit shy and hesitant in terms of meeting. Maybe it's the age thing. I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely the age thing, dude. Problem is, I'm not really sure what to do with her, given that she's not old enough to meet for drinks at a bar, and we both live with our parents. How do I play this? I don't even know if 18-year-olds like the idea of a date, and I don't know where Pound Town will be, given our living situations. Also, a general rule, if the conversation is already sexual before you meet someone for the first time, is it a little still better to meet up plans as a hangout, or do you prefer framing it as we're meeting to hook up? She's hot, but it is 18, it says it up, but here's the thing, you know what's really easy to do? It's really easy when you're 17 to say you're 18.
Oh, yikes.
You know,
also 18, geez, dude, I don't
know. Dude, I don't know, man. 18, and she writes future, she writes future job, like what her job's going to be. It's like,
oh, I love that movie.
You don't even know what the fuck.
Yeah.
Listen, at 18, I didn't know I would be sitting in a room with Stav talking about Cumtown.
right.
Okay, I don't think. She
I get paid to do this.
Yeah, I can't believe that. Dude, don't do it.
Also,
if you don't know the same Disney daytime characters, then you don't.
That's a great rule.
That's a good rule of thumb, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, stay away.
Stay away.
Like if she doesn't, like, if someone doesn't know who Steve Urkel is, if they look at me and go,
oh, yeah.
Who? Yeah. I shouldn't date them.
Ask, drop a casual, did I do that? and see how she responds.
Yeah, you can't. You can't, dude. And you're with your parents. Like, here's the thing. If you look around your situation and your situation fucking sucks, like he just said,
yeah,
living with his parents in between jobs, no girl will get you out of that situation.
Totally.
No guy will get you. No random sex fixes your fucking student debt.
Right.
It takes it longer to pay off.
Absolutely.
So let me just, like, I know what he's doing. He's like, I got to feel better about myself. She's hot. She's young. I'm the king of puss because I'm older fucking dude who knows how to talk well and shit better than the sentence I just said. But I'm saying you can't, no amount of dick or puss will get you feeling better.
Right. That's never in the training montage. Do you know what I mean? That's never in between the sit-ups, in between the fucking, you know, you're in the fucking lab and
Rocky
shit.
Rocky isn't getting blown by Adrian.
Yeah. He's never quick looking around, making sure Mickey's not there and getting sucked off really quick. It's always fucking running.
Yeah, Mickey isn't giving him a handy. And look at, this girl doesn't even know what we're talking about right now. She doesn't even know who Mickey is or Rocky is.
Right. She only knows Creed.
Creed. Yeah. She's like that old dude that helped the black guy.
I love Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
If you ask her about Rocky,
don't do it. It's never in the montage. It's like never. That's so funny. Yeah. Like a girl, no amount of sex will get you out.
Totally.
J-Train.
That follows the fucking, you know, it's a symptom.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We got another sponsor, Harry's. This is another great Valentine's gift for girls to give a guy.
Mm.
Like if you're dating a guy, he needs Harry's razor. I just used them today. They're fucking great. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices, reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys, were fed up with getting ripped off and started Harry's to fix shaving. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory. By taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price, just $2 a blade compared to $4 or more you'll pay for the drugstore. What do you get? Harry's blades include everything you'll need for a close, comfortable shave. Listen, they got a great product. I use them today. They're fucking awesome. I know one of the guys. I know Jeff.
Nice.
Which is crazy. If I saw him in the street, I'd go up to him and be like, hey, we know each other. It wouldn't be like a, whoa, big hug situation, but we know each other. And I know his brother, too. They're good people. And they've started a great company because that's the thing. They saw a problem and fixed it. Razors used to cost a ridiculous amount of money. And Harry's came in and fixed it. So support them because they're actually supporting you. They actually went and did the entrepreneurial thing and went on a limb, and now they're supporting another entrepreneurial experience, which is this podcast. So let's complete the circle by buying Harry's razors. That's the circle. Harry's buys a factory in old Germany. A bunch of Nazi kids make some razors.
I don't know that you're selling this is the best.
Okay, a bunch of guys with scary haircuts make razors. Then they find a guy who's talking about Rocky getting masturbated by Mick to talk about the razors, and then you buy the razors, and now the people with the scary haircuts in Germany get paid to make them again, and now the circle's complete. So we need you to go and use our promo code at the website. So Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, a special offer for fans of the show. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter code JTRAIN. That's harrys.com right now. Enter code JTRAIN. 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 At checkout, get a post-shave bomb also free. That's a bomb. Not a bomb. A bomb.
Bomb.
That's harrys.com code JTRAIN. Listen, I've used that bomb. It's great.
Hmm.
You know what it's a great alternative to? Putting on all this fucking cologne on. If you're a cologne person, no one's told you this, but you fucking smell like an insane person. Okay? But you want musk. You don't want smell. This shave bomb is the fix-all because you smell like a man.
I love it.
So get on it. Harrys.com. Promo code JTRAIN. Let's keep going. Stop. You're killing it, man.
Thank you, buddy.
My ex won't let me move on.
Ooh.
My dearest Jared, I need your sage wisdom once again. So I recently started seeing a coworker. She's an 877. We hit it off, and so I decided to bring her around my friends. My issue is that my ex is part of my friend group and a coworker. Ooh. So this guy fucking Penzi Company Inc.
Yeah.
I brought my new girl to a social gathering, which made my ex freak out and tell everyone we work with that I did it to make her jealous. We broke up 7 months ago, and I'm trying to move on. Apparently, I need to ask permission or some shit to move on because she hasn't. So, Jared, with all things considered, what's my move? Do I follow these bullshit restrictions in order to see my friends? Do I break it off with my new girl? Do I feather your nuts until she can move on? help me, Obi-Ju Kenobi. You're my only hope. P.S. I wrote you about 4 weeks back about being too petty to party. I've since been invited back into the party scene. Thank you for all your help. Keep doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, I remember that.
What was
the boss has a problem with him for whatever reason, and he wasn't getting invited to the parties that the boss was throwing.
Oh. Yeah. See, this kind of goes into the whole issue with the email.
Right, if I'm right, but I'm pretty sure.
But what do you think?
Well, I don't know. First of all, it seems a little disingenuous that he thinks that he doesn't understand sort of where the ex is coming from.
That's the thing. I totally understand where the ex is coming from. He's already saying bullshit rules.
Right.
No, those are just societal,
right,
like niceties.
Yeah, just,
you know, like, yeah, you know, if you think being nice to someone is bullshit, yeah, I guess it's bullshit, but, like, you know, you do have to understand, like, the work thing makes this even worse.
Right. First of all, that's the other thing. If he's already fucking up and works socially otherwise, then he dates one girl, which is all he probably shouldn't have done to begin with.
Yeah, that's tough.
And then 7 months, yeah, whatever. It's sort of a long time, but still, in a work environment, it's still that gossip is still lingering.
Yes.
You know, and then you go and you start dating another girl from work. I mean,
And all your friends are work. You gotta. I don't date comedians. Like, right. I don't get down that way. Like, I, you know, and then any club you go to, if you go on the road, everyone's like, don't date the waitstaff.
Right, right, right.
And there's a reason people tell you this, because it just never ends well.
Right, certainly.
And there's too many personalities. You can't, emotions are like the weather. You can't control it. Like,
right,
you can't,
right, right.
You know, can't plan on shit. You can't plan a vacation based on the weather. The weather is what it's going to be.
Right.
So you go on a fucking, into someone's brain, it's going to go in whatever direction they want it to go. You can't tell someone how to feel. So I hear what he's saying, but you have to be a mensch.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. And we talked about that. We named the episode a couple episodes ago, the breakup is in the dumper's hands. What do we call it?
The dumper must uphold the dumping.
The dumper must uphold. There's responsibility in ending a relationship.
Right, right, right.
And the word mensch is like a Yiddish thing.
Yeah, good
for
guy.
Just like, be a good guy.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's hard to, like, you don't have to avoid your friends, but you also don't have to, like, and you may have not wanted to make her jealous. I could see, I'm sure you didn't want to make her jealous, but you knew that this wasn't going to be just cool.
Well, even if you didn't want to, you still, it's like, you know, your actions are going to do that. You know, have some empathy for, you know, put yourself in her shoes. Now, is this, the other thing is, and I don't think so, but it's like, it'd be maybe be a little different if the girl was horrible to you, and it's like,
we're assuming that didn't happen.
Right,
we're assuming it just didn't work out.
From the tone of everything, it seems like that's not the case.
If I'm this guy, my move, okay, you want to hang out with this girl from work? You do it on your own time with your friends that
Absolutely.
Have nothing to do with work.
Yep.
Fucking co-signed. Let it breathe. Let it breathe. If you need to hang out with your friends from work, you go do it on your own time without the girl. You don't need to be fucking necking while you're hanging out with your friends.
Right.
You know, you can split the two up.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to always be a fucking, you know, when you, it's like juicing. What do you got to put your whole fucking meal in one juice?
I've actually started making smoothies to trick so I don't have to chew vegetables anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a problem. Chewing.
It's a big issue for me, the taste. I like to gulp them down.
Yeah.
Or otherwise, I wouldn't eat them at
all. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Stavros Halkias.
You got it.
At Stavi Baby on Instagram. Go follow him. We're praying that account is still up. I'll write a letter.
Thank you, buddy.
We got one more sponsor, and this is actually a very good a very good Valentine's Day episode, I think, because this is Adam and Eve. AdamandEve.com. You can go to AdamandEve.com today for a very special Valentine's offer. 50% off one item, a free romance kit, a toy for him, a special massager for her, and a little something we know you'll both enjoy. A free DVD and free shipping. Enter code JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN at AdamandEve.com. So I will encourage you for one reason and one reason only. Going to AdamandEve.com. If you're in a relationship, if you and your girl just even get that kit that they give you, that just opens up the conversation. All it does is get you talking. You know, it makes it uncomfortable because it's tough to bring up, it's tough to bring up sexual shit even with someone that you're having sex with.
Right.
That's why every time you have sex with a girl and you say, what do you want to do? And she goes, anything. What do you want to do? And then you just do the same fucking thing.
That's the way it always goes.
That's why it always happens, because both of you have one thing on your mind and you're afraid to say it because it's uncomfortable because you don't want to be judged.
Right.
This is a side door around judgment that gets the conversation going. Now you don't have to put a candle up your ass.
Yeah.
Get a prostate massager.
Right.
You know, so go to AdamandEve.com. That's promo code JTRAIN and use it up. The one that never got away.
Interesting.
Hey, Jube. Mm-hmm. Nut feathering ahead. Love the podcast. New listener here. Thank you. Shout out to Javi in DC for getting me hooked. Also, cue the jingle. This is a chick email.
Nice.
I do like the people. Give me the cue now.
I do. I like
that. It makes my life so much easier.
It makes everything easier. It makes my life easier because then you get like two sentences in and you're like, oh, this is a fucking chick.
Right.
A couple years ago, I met this guy while we were in college. We hit it off amazingly. Unfortunately, a couple weeks into dating, he had to move back to his home state for personal reasons. Since then, we've had some rough patches where we stopped talking and dated other people. Nonetheless, right now, we have a really good friendship and talk all the time, even though we haven't seen each other in 2 years. I've always thought he is the one for me, as cheesy as that sounds. The thing is, we are both in our last semester of college right now, thousands of miles apart. As you can imagine, that gives our relationship like 0.1% chance of working out. However, he has never left my mind. No matter how many guys I date, no matter how perfect they are, I have never felt the same click with any of them, and he is always haunting me. She wrote hunting, but I think it's haunting. I've never told him how I feel. Sometimes I think he never felt the same click with any of them, and he is always... Oh, no. Sometimes I think he still cares for me more than just friends, but I doubt me telling him how I feel will make a difference. I still want to stay friends with him regardless, so I guess my question for you is, how do I get over the haunter without kicking him out of my life entirely? Keep up the good work. From Nikki the Stripper.
Oh, geez.
What do you think?
This is a tough one. This is also interesting to see, like, the women's perspective. Like, she wants to stay friends with him regardless. She says she's in love with him, basically, and she can't get over it. So when she says regardless, that means she wants to give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, you're either going to have to put it all out there and say how you feel, or you just accept that you're just going to have the haunt. The haunt stays until you give it a real whirl. Or, I mean, I guess she's probably a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
At some point, if they meet up, they will hook up. That's how that works,
Yeah.
But that's the problem.
That doesn't mean anything.
That doesn't mean anything, though. For women, it's like that, you know, that he's just, that's a bonus and you don't know how he feels. So until you kind of bring it up.
I think this relates to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. This email specifically is very of the times. And I'm going to give a very honest answer to Miss Nikki.
Let's hear it.
Okay. You're obsessed with an imaginary friend. This person doesn't exist. You haven't seen each other in 2 years. And I'm not trying to hammer her. I'm trying to be as... I'm giving you the medication.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I'm giving you the medication to your problem. And I don't want to be sound like a jerk. I'm just giving it to you straight. And there's a lot of girls and guys that are in the same situation. Read that line again. You haven't seen him in 2 years. You haven't seen him in 2 years. Let me repeat one more time. You haven't seen him in 2 years.
Right.
So let's go over that. And I understand what's happening completely. She's not a crazy person or dumb or anything like that. Anyone in this situation is not dumb. It inherently feels good to get a text from someone,
right,
of the opposite sex or the sex that you're attracted to.
Right.
It feels good. You two are an emotional crutch for each other that you don't care enough to do more than the minimum for. Okay? So you have created, he is writing to you the script that sounds as good as it ever could because he doesn't have to do anything but type for 10 seconds. So it's been 2 years since you've seen him, which means it's been 2 years where neither of you made the effort to see each other. And you blame it on distance, you blame it on the situation. But honestly, it's about the fact that you guys don't like each other enough. And what you've done is you've painted the picture of the perfect guy,
right,
and you've made him perfection because he hasn't disappointed you yet because, honestly, you haven't seen him in 2 years.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
And, well, that, right, and when she was first talking, all I could think is, oh, you're not going to get over this guy until he breaks your heart.
Yes.
Like, that's what it feels like to me. Because she's also young, right? Like,
yeah, but whatever. But also, what she's done is, like, everything he can do is, he can do no wrong.
Right.
Because he doesn't have to show up at her family's place. He doesn't have to be at the date at Wednesday
right,
at 8.
Right,
he doesn't
right.
have to come to her sorority formal. He doesn't have to do anything. All he has to do is text her, and he's the perfect guy.
Right. She gets to kind of like supplement everything else around it. She's built. He's got the skeleton of who he is with these texts, and she's filled out, she's fleshed out a person with her own imagination.
Right. And we all do this.
Sure.
Because it used to be, you and I won't work out, then you disappear from each other's lives.
Right.
And maybe you'd build them up, but you didn't have this like trail of conversations with a ghost.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, you didn't have them haunting you, like she said. It's like a ghost haunting her, saying, I am in 1,000 miles away.
Right.
I still think about you.
Right.
When in reality, it's just like, before texting, you'd say, okay, that was a good experience. I like this guy. Really, this imaginary guy that she's built up is her taste.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy she wants to
find.
That's
what she wants, yeah.
And she needs to go out with other guys and try to build, and know that this guy that she's built up isn't as great as she thinks that they've clicked so hard.
Right.
It's just not. It's the old school rules still apply. If the person is not seeing you face to face and you don't see their face when they say things like, I still think about you, then they didn't really say it at all.
Yeah.
Because with texting, you say, I still think about you. You text it, you turn your phone over, you don't look at your phone because you're embarrassed right. and you hope they write back the right thing.
Right.
The reality is, if someone says they still think about you to your face, they say it with the face they make in that moment.
Right.
And you see how they really feel. There's more to words than just how they sound.
Yeah.
They have to look and breathe a certain way. So, I've been in this situation. I feel for her because I know what she's doing.
It's tough. It's certainly a tough situation to be in. And I guess, honestly, and if you take if you disagree with what's being said, the listener, then you give it a shot. Then you try it, meet up, see what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That, but you have to either give it a shot or quit on it, I think.
Yeah.
Because it will continue to haunt you.
And the beauty of 20 years ago when this haunting didn't really exist is you can come upon each other, maybe like run each other in the street and be like, hey, what's going on? And then have a great conversation and it can restart.
Certainly, yeah.
This is a situation where there's no restart. It's just like, well, why aren't you...
Right.
Why aren't
right.
we going into the greatest relationship of all time?
Right,
oh,
right,
well,
right.
because I've been spending 2 years being a liar or I've been spending 2 years not having to do shit and you've invented me to be this great guy.
Right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Listen, Stavi, it took too long and I'm so happy you came on.
I love it.
At Stavi Baby on Instagram, Stav Comedy on Twitter. Go follow him, support him, and you're going to love him. Not just those accounts, but Come Town is a podcast. Super funny, super popular. And go listen to it. Go get involved. And fucking, we're going to be right back with Hypotheticals in the News. Hey, Hey guys, we are back. Stop. Thank you for coming on.
Love it.
Pleasure.
Having a blast.
Man Samp.
Yeah.
At Man Samp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the network. Lots of shit going on. People got
to
listen.
Yeah, it's a good time to do it. I mean, we're really tuned into all this Trump
and
nonsense.
I think the feedback that I hear about your podcast from both sides of the aisle is that it's not on. There's no side of the aisle. You guys are taking a fresh look.
Yeah, we're just trying to put out we're trying to put out real information, and then, you know, we give our opinions and whatever. But yeah, we're trying to be honest brokers in the whole thing.
Okay, so that's getting involved. Ready?
I love it. Yeah.
Hypotheticals?
Let's do it.
Would you rather come every time you cough or shit every time you sneeze? I'm from the Cumtown podcast.
Just seeing if it would work. I mean, come on. What are you fucking kidding me? That's a no-brainer.
Look, cough and come.
I mean, look. Unless you have a cold, how often are you coughing?
Really? Yeah.
So a cough, you're coughing maybe 3 times a day tops.
Yeah.
Regular day. That's 3 bonus comes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That you weren't counting on.
Bonus comes.
And then think about it. You get your fucking allergies. You're shitting your pants constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, this one to me is no. I don't mean to, you know, come so hot right away before you even have a chance to answer.
Also, here's the other problem. A sneeze is a surprise.
Yeah.
So, like, a cough is less. You know a cough is coming more or less. There's never a time where you cough and you're like it happens, but a sneeze really sneaks up on you.
Sure.
Yeah.
So now, not only are you getting the surprise of a sneeze, you're also getting a little Snickers in your shit.
Absolutely.
Your pants. You know, what do you think? I'm going with the cough.
Yeah, I'm going with cough come too.
Cough come sounds like cough medicine.
Yeah.
Cough come. Come to Sears and get your cough come.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Let's do this one. Hypothetical. If you could have a water fountain that dispenses any consumable liquid in your home, what liquid would you choose?
Interesting. You know, I might say practically olive oil.
Olive oil.
Olive oil, or because it's so expensive.
Expensive. You know what I mean? This is one I never would have thought of.
Or coconut water.
I
like to stay hydrated, baby.
Dude, but I think coconut water tastes like fucking coconut cum.
It certainly does.
It has a weird taste.
Look.
It tastes like I'm licking the side of a coconut.
Certainly.
It tastes grainy to me, doesn't it?
No, I like it, honestly. You know what you should try? But there's like a plug for a friend of mine's family owns Goya. Try their Goya coconut water.
Goya coconut
water. That's a huge company. Okay. How fucking rich is your friend?
It's pretty rich.
Yeah. That's like plugging Kellogg's. That's like...
Yeah, you're right. That one.
Go check them out.
I think Goya's fine.
They'll do well without the J-Train podcast. You're going with those two?
Fuck. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say olive oil or sesame oil, actually more expensive. I've been getting into Asian cooking recently.
See, this is interesting to me, and you're going with...
Well, I was going
to
say...
Or maybe gasoline, you know? I don't have to pay...
Gasoline.
Gas might be the move.
That is the move.
It's not a bad idea.
I'm going to go gas.
I'm going to go gas, too.
People that listen to my... Well, I mean, I can't go with gas now. You guys both know that. But people that listen to my podcast know I'm constantly drinking Polar Seltzer, although it's not that expensive.
Yeah.
I would say maybe Texas Pete Buffalo Wing Sauce. I love it. I dip chips in it.
Yeah, okay. I dip chips in it. There's an idea. Also,
what constitutes a liquid? Could we say chili? Is guacamole technically a liquid, or is it more of a paste? You know,
those are not going to be in my liquids. I'm not drinking guacamole. I think gasoline is the most
practical.
Practical.
Yeah, except for the fumes just in your house.
That's a good point.
I'd figure it out. I'd restructure the property. I think it would be worth the investment. Let's do one more. Hello, JJ the Jew Train. See attached feather for your gooch. Maybe Tom Hanks can help you out. Oh, it's Tom Hanks with the feather from Forrest Gump. Would you rather have the world record 19-inch dick and not be able to lead a normal life, or have a slightly above average dick and leave normally? My friend showed me a video of the man with the world's largest dick. At 19 inches of throbbing member, he's unable to have sex, have children, or even walk properly. But he's still manlier than all of us. Your thoughts?
This is ridiculous.
This is...
And also, I thought he was going to go, or small dick. He's saying above average dick, or the world's largest dick. This is a no-brainer again to me. I'm going above average dick, normal life.
Yeah.
That guy's dick is useless. That guy, he trips over it. He can't even jump rope.
It's like having a human. It's like having a dead corpse attached to
right.
him.
It's a, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he said, do you want to be a freak or do you want to have a great life?
He's got to whack off with two hands. How does he catch the cum?
I think he needs more than two. I think he needs a whole assembly line of hands to beat him off.
He's got to hire a little person.
You could do that fucking the fucking totem pole thing where you just one hand over the other.
He just puts the tip in his mouth. And
he could suck his own dick very easily. Yeah. That's true. But yeah, this hypothetical is basically like, do you want to have a slightly above average dick or never fuck?
Well, it's
I'll take the above average dick.
Slightly above, right?
Yeah, there's no reason.
I think this is also the question you ask. Like, the only person that takes the 19-inch one is the person with the smallest dick.
Sure.
The person's like, I just need, I need this in my life. Like, let's do some news.
Your boy, Johnny Manziel, making a little bit of news I saw recently.
He's really floating around in
Johnny,
the news a little bit more.
He is, yes. Football. He tweeted, no lie, I was a douche in 2016. I'm just trying to be a good person again. Oh, and then he hashtags lost in the sauce, like, you know, referencing that he was drunk a lot. And he goes, haven't been this happy in a long time, man. I appreciate all the people in my life who reached out during the truly rough patches in 2016. He wants to get back into football is what he's saying.
He's fucked.
I want him back.
There's no chance.
I'm cheering. I don't understand the people who are cheering against Johnny Manziel. I don't know if they exist. That is the definition of hater. Like you don't want a fun dude to just like have a job in football. Like why are we
against football is him? He's a colorful personality. We want him in if possible. Yeah,
I mean, I don't want him drinking. I'm for his comeback.
I want him to be a third string quarterback, and I want him to have one fun. Someone gets hurt.
Yes,
and he's got one fun quarter where it's like
what's more
Johnny
fun?
Football.
Well, that's the thing. What's more fun for us? What let's think selfishly. Like let's honestly think selfishly. What's more fun? Johnny Manziel is a backup quarterback. He's on your team. He ends up coming into a game, having an 8-game run where it like goes really well. He gets a chance to start. He has a mediocre career. That's fun.
I know what you're saying.
No, but I'm saying
hypothetically.
Like, hypothetically, we get the fun story. He's gonna have all these stories to tell us. At some point, he's gonna write a book that's gonna be super fun to read. He'll end up on podcast episodes.
Right.
You know, like if he goes the level, like let's say that's where he goes, where a mediocre career. He realizes he acts like a dick. He starts being funny and like a cool personality. That's one option.
Right.
Here's the other option. He dies in a DUI accident.
Right.
He drunk drives and runs into a pole and he dies.
Right.
What do you want?
Yeah, I want him to be the Jets starting quarterback.
Yes,
that's what I want.
I want him to be the 2019 Jets starting quarterback. That's exact. But why? I just understand like why we dance on these graves. Like, I don't understand. We do this all the time where it's like, fuck him. And it's like, wait, first of all, relax.
What do you have against him?
Yeah, he was a fun. There was nothing more fun than watching a Texas A&M football game with Johnny Manziel.
He was great. Yeah,
nothing was a
friends
more
with
fun
Drake.
Watch.
I mean, he's had a precipitous downfall. He was in Drake's songs. He was hanging out. He was in the entourage. Now he's just. I mean, he's fucked. He's gonna be like he's gonna be a drunk Armenian car salesman in fucking Houston.
I'm cheering.
I know, but
I'm
skeptical.
I'm skeptical, of course, right?
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, it's good that he acknowledges that. I was a douche, whatever. But yeah, you got to put the work in. You know, you got to try to get back there. He's saying that, too. He's like, I'm happy to like be on the sidelines. I'll do anything. I'll be on a practice squad, whatever.
Yeah. He's saying the right things.
Yeah,
but like, listen, this is the problem with any addiction. You know, it's every day is a struggle. Every day you have to like prove yourself, and no one believes you until... You know, even later in life, like you could be 20 years sober and you still are like, and people are still like, well, we'll see.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, you might have another meltdown.
I was thinking about this when I was reading the article, because you see it happen with a lot of guys that were great in college, Vince Young, different players. I know the CFL exists and, you know, that's another league to go into, but shouldn't there just be like an intermediate league between college and NFL?
They're like, starting a league. There's a spring league, but it's not with the NFL. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But really? I that's another thing. People hated on the XFL. They tried.
Yeah,
that
not?
Was fun.
Right. That was fun.
They had NFL Europe for a while. Remember that weird shit?
Weird. Yeah. But I like those leagues because they try different rules. Like I want to see, I think the NFL should go to one foot.
I agree with you.
On the catches.
Really?
Because you know what we would do? Make the field like 10 yards bigger on both
sides.
Right,
right.
Because they're such fantastic athletes that if it's 1 foot, this field now gets larger. And they're worried about, they say they're worried about concussions. Well, a larger field would help there be less huge hits.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you gave 1 foot in bounds, it's more spread out. It'll be better for everybody.
That's an interesting
I don't know. It's just like, I like the, let's tinker, you know, experimentation. Some more. You know, the experimentation. If you're not changed, you're not growing.
Right.
Right, well, the shit they tinker with is always annoying. It's something annoying. You know, it's like they're adding an extra penalty or whatever. Yeah, it's like, it just doesn't seem like it's doing anything to make the game
better.
Well, it's kind
of, you know, it's like, the NFL is a lot like Trump getting mad at the numbers for his, people saying that there was a lot of people.
Right.
They do the same type of shit where it's like, you don't want people, why do you have a problem with someone dancing after a touchdown?
Right. The worst.
Let them dance.
It's fucking entertaining.
Let them dance.
Yeah.
You know, like, it doesn't make sense to me. Why are we
cool cleats? You can't wear cool fucking socks.
And then they got involved with the cleats, and now they're like sponsoring a cleat initiative. They took everything fun. It's my dad, his whole life, always said the no fun league.
Right.
Yeah.
The NFL and the fans, and I'm an NFL fan. I love the NFL. I love football. But NFL fans take themselves so fucking seriously. They're the most conservative fan base.
Sure.
And everything is business, and he better go to the combine. And it's like, everyone
right.
just
act like you've been there before. Shut up.
Have
Where
some
have
fun.
You been? You have never even been close to there before.
Yeah.
I hate that fucking mocking of people for being, you know, losers or whatever. Like, athletes for losing, you know. It's like, well, they're professional athletes.
Yeah.
It's so hard to do what they've done. And also, they're more entertaining. They're fucking having a nice time. You're just a prick. You're a bored, miserable prick who's mad you can't score a touchdown and you can't dance either. So you're double jealous of fucking Antonio Brown.
Do you guys, what would you rather, okay, score a touchdown and do a dance or come out of the limo on The Bachelorette? Like entrance into Ravens Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have the best opening.
It's awesome, yeah.
You do Ray Lewis-style opening or your limo walkout.
Nah, I'd love to do an opening. Have a little speech prepared.
Walkout.
Yeah.
I played on that field in high school. Because I'm from Baltimore. Yeah, yeah. I played on M&T Bank. I got a sack.
You did?
In the Poly City game. That's right,
baby. What position
baby.
Did you play?
I was a nose tackle.
Nose tackle.
Yeah, yeah. It was the easiest
Vince
position.
Vince Wilfork.
That's me, baby.
Vince Wilfork.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, we got any more news? I think we're good, no?
Yeah, I think we're good, sure.
Yeah, listen, Stav, such a pleasure.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. All of you go follow Stav on Twitter, @StavComedy, Stavy Baby on Instagram, which we hope. We're all praying.
Everyone cross your fingers.
But everybody pray, please.
If it doesn't come back, I'll ask you to help a letter writing campaign.
Yes, we'll take to Twitter. Mansamp, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, man.
@Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast, every Friday here on the Labs Network. I'm Jared Freed. We do this podcast every Tuesday and Friday, twice a week, for you, the listener. If you are a fan, please tell one friend. Tell him Papa JT wants him, her, him, her, they. Whatever ambiguous thing they are,
Jay.
Get them subscribed. Jay, is that what you're supposed
yeah,
to say?
I guess, I don't know.
Who the fuck knows? But I want more listeners. I want you guys to get involved. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. I'm Jared Freed, JTrain56 on all platforms. We'll be back next episode. Boom!
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!